Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. This is your host, Jonathan Milligan, and I've got a great story for you today. I think you'll really be encouraged by this interview that we have for you today. You're going to hear the story of Gianna, and she was someone who not too long ago, probably 2 years ago, she was a student inside Blogging Your Passion University, and we were having a Facebook live chat with the students, and I was encouraging them to reach out and connect with other bloggers in their niche. And Gianna was blogging at the time, but she just resisted that. She felt like she didn't have anything to contribute. She didn't know what to do or what to say. Long story short, and you're going to hear it from her, she today is so glad that she reached out to those other bloggers, because today she runs a successful business called FamilyFunTwinCities.com. Basically, the three bloggers got together and decided to put all their energy and effort into building one massive resource of a website and a blog. And it's become hugely successful. Their business is growing crazy. And it all started from a simple email of reaching out to other bloggers. So I want you to hear from Gianna and hear her story and think about your situation and how you might be able to partner with others to grow your blog faster than you ever could alone. So, hey, Gianna, welcome to the show.
Hi.
I am so excited to have you here. I know you in the past, I think we were talking, you're kind of the old school Blogging Your Passion University student. I think it was like back in 2012 or something like that, right?
It was something like that. It was just right when I was like, am I going to make something of this or not? It was right about that time.
That's awesome. So I really wanted to bring you on the show so that you can be an inspiration for many other bloggers out there who are, maybe they were where you were in back in 2012, and they're just trying to get their mind around what to do. What, you know, is this worth it? How can I really take something that is an idea of mine or something I'm passionate about and turn it into something? And so we're just going to walk through a few questions here today that I think will be very fun for our listeners and people who are on that journey. So are you ready to dive in?
Definitely.
Okay. So I love your story. And what I would like to start off with is just for you to take a few minutes and let everybody know what it is that you're up to right now. What are you doing online? What are you up to?
Okay. So when I say we, that's part of my story is that I'm part of a team, but our little trio that we have, we run a website called Family Fun Twin Cities. And what Family Fun Twin Cities is about Minneapolis and St. Paul activities that you can do with your family that are fun, educational, cultural, all that kind of thing. We kind of focus on free things to or inexpensive things to do. But we want to make sure that people know that about the things that may cost a little bit more, whether they're a good investment for your family or not. So that's kind of our goal and our purpose. We've been doing this since 2013, and we have just in the past probably 3 months just skyrocketed, just hit our niche and went crazy. So it's been a really exciting time in Family Fun Twin Cities life.
That is awesome, and that's inspiring. And we're going to get into some of how all that came together in just a little bit. But I just want the people who are listening to know that you need to take action like Gianna is talking about today and just jump in and start pursuing your passion, start looking for opportunities, and the opportunities come along. And the way that she just described is the way that I hear it from a lot of people is you're doing this hard work. You're constantly trying to get better and better at this craft. And then you hit an inflection point and things begin to come together and things begin to take off. And so that's incredibly exciting. So the reason we're connected is I actually heard you on another podcast show talking about your journey. And it was you were talking on the show about the fact that it was a few years ago when you were working on growing your blog on your own. And I think it was in a Facebook post or it was in something where and maybe you could put the pieces together. I'm still trying to remember how it all came about, but I encouraged you to reach out and connect with other bloggers in your niche. But initially you're kind of hesitant about it. And luckily for you, you decided to take action and it's made all the difference in where you are today. Can you walk us through a little bit on that story?
Yeah, let me tell you that story. So in about 2006, I started a blog pretty much because I wanted to beat my friend. She was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this first. So I jumped in and started a traveling thought. It was called The Traveling Thought because I like to travel. However, it was right after we had our first baby and traveling really wasn't happening so much anymore. So I was like, well, okay, we'll just talk about how the thoughts travel through my mind. So I blogged and blogged and blogged and blogged about having one kid after another kid after another kid, up to four kids. And then I was thinking about it and somebody had told me that my blogging kind of seemed more negative. I thought it was funny, but they thought it was negative. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess I can take that and do something with that information. And so what I did was I decided to kind of change my focus. I still was a mom and I was still super passionate about being a mom, but I realized that there was something missing in the Twin Cities, and that was a place to go where people can find out information for families to do, for things to do with your family. And so I decided to start this blog called Twin Cities Family. I basically just changed the name of my old blog, I changed the name of my old blog and started posting every week just lists of things you can do that were happening, like events and activities and stores and, you know, those kinds of things. So I did that, and that was about the time I started taking Blogging Your Passion course, I think. I think I started this a little bit before I started taking the course, but, you know, somewhere it was kind of all around the same time. And so I started becoming part of this. I was part of the Facebook group that you had for your Blogging Your Passion University. And I said, I don't know, there was one night, it was like a hangout night on the group page, I think. And you said something about, you know, getting to know the people in your niche and in your area of expertise. And I was like, no way. I'm not doing that. I found a couple of other bloggers who do this. And their sites are awesome, and they write so well, and I'm just lowly little me. And so I typed out, there is nothing I have to offer them, and sent it. And, like, immediately you type back, you don't know what you have to offer unless you ask. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I was like, No. These other bloggers, they know what they're doing. I don't know what I'm doing. And then you just kept saying, nope, just try it. You don't know. And finally, instead of arguing with you, I went over to my email and I found their email addresses. I sent them a letter or, you know, a little note that said, I was wondering if you guys would, for some reason, want to get together and maybe promote each other's site. Send. And then I kind of ran away. I did not expect to hear back from them. But I did, and I sent it to three ladies, two of which I heard back from all three, two of which were interested and one of them who wasn't, which is fine. And so we ended up getting together. Two of us got together, and then the third one came the next time we got together, and we came up with this elaborate plan to, like, promote each other's sites until Anne said, my husband suggested maybe we could go into business together and do a site together. And I immediately was like, no, 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 no. This is like our first meeting. You know, I know your name is Anne. I know you have four children. That is all I know. Like, that was it. And I'm usually the one who says, okay, let's try. It's gonna hurt. Bam, let's go. But this time I was like, this is a big deal. I'm not going to, no. I've got my little site. I don't have anything to offer you. You guys would do all the work and it would be just, no, we're not doing this. So I didn't say no that vehemently, but I thought it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let me think about this. And so then I went home and I thought about it for a month, like every day, on the hour, on the minute, just mulling it over, trying to figure out why I felt compelled to do it, and yet was scared out of my mind. And my poor husband, I asked him all the time, is this a stupid idea? Is this a dumb idea? Or is this, do you think this is the right idea? Maybe this is the right idea. What do you think? And the poor guy, he was like, I cannot answer this question for you. This is something you have to do on your own. And finally, it was like 4 weeks, and I walked up to him and I said, it really doesn't hurt to try, does it? And he said, no, absolutely not. Like, kind of like, it's time for you to stop talking about it. That's what it's time for. So I emailed them back and I said, ladies, you've been extremely patient with me. I've decided, what can it hurt? Let's give it a try. And like, they jumped on that email, and like within a week or two, we had another meeting where we like decided we were going to just figure out how this was going to look. That was the start of Family Fun Twin Cities. And then, and it was April 7th, 2013 when it officially launched. But then we didn't get to stop. It wasn't done then. Like, then we started writing and we were still attached to our blogs. I pretty much just started sending people over to Family Fun Twin Cities. Hmm. And Joy sent people over to Family Fun Twin Cities, but kept it up for a little bit longer than I kept my site up. And Anne currently still is keeping up her site. It just got a little bit of a different angle to it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And the power in a simple email. I mean, mm-hmm. It all started from a simple email of reaching out and connecting to others. And most of you that are listening know that for me, I had the idea of starting bloggingyourpassion.com back in 2011. But I was at this place where, you know, I had successfully taken this career coach blog and created an opportunity for me to work from home with it. But I wasn't sure if I knew everything that I knew. I kind of felt like you in some ways, like if I want to launch Blogging Your Passion, but I'm not sure. And that's when I reached out to Bob Lodick from ChristianPF.com and said, look, I know you've got expertise in things that I don't. I'd love to partner with you to launch this Blogging Your Passion. And he was on board, jumped in, and that was the beginning step. So partnering and creating those friendships can be an incredible way to kind of spread out the work and get a lot of it done and get momentum going. So that is an awesome story.
Thanks.
So let me kind of, I get this question a lot from people, but I want to ask it to you so that somebody who's listening today, they may be, you know, Gianna back in late 2012, looking back on your journey, what are a few critical things you did that you feel like contributed to your success today of where you're at?
Okay, so at the beginning of the journey, I think the first thing is that once we agreed that we're going to start taking action, we didn't. Joy and her husband set up the site. Anne and her husband, Anne's husband started like tweaking it because he knew what Anne liked on her site. So, you know, like he tweaked to make it good, us to make it prettier. And I just started writing, and so did the other two. So we've been working on this. Like we never stopped to plan right away. We mm-hmm. honestly didn't stop to plan at all. We just said, okay, let's just keep doing what we're doing, only on this site. And so we started just writing, and it was ugly. It was not pretty at all. We because nothing was cohesive and nothing was, you know, done well, but we did it and we just kept working on it and tweaking it and sending people our way so that we had people who knew, who had known us, were now finding us here. And so the first thing I think is that we took action. Then the second thing that I think is really important is that we really concentrated on our team, like getting to know each other and listening to each other, listening. We communicate through a Facebook group, so really listening isn't, you know, audible. But we thought about what each other were saying, and we, you know, piped in, and we really encouraged each other. We, you know, with a lot of, that was an awesome idea. Let's do it this way, and let's do the same idea for that. And, like, we just kept, you know, I kept getting new ideas and throwing them out there, and they kept, like, shifting through my crazy ideas and saying, okay, that's a great idea. Let's not do that though today. Like we just worked on our team together. We were very positive with each other. We were very, encouraging. I said that already, but it's mm-hmm. really a big deal. You need to be encouraging to each other so that you don't get down. And I also mentioned another thing that I think was very critical is that we really worked to our strengths and gifts because Joy is an administrative person. She loves organizing things and making sure all the details are covered. I am not at all an organized person. I am the big idea, like the big idea crazy person who comes up with all the ideas. Not all. No. They come up with great ideas too, but like all the crazy ideas, all the ones that are huge, like, and they're like, okay, Jana, we've got to tone that down. That's a great idea, but we can't do that. Like, I had this idea about doing a guidebook for every single thing in the Twin Cities for the summer. Like, I had like 7 pages of notes, and it was just listing everything you could do in the summer. And they're like, there is no way we can do that. So they pared it down for me. Like, okay, let's focus on this instead or that. And so we work together as a team and like have really worked with each other's strengths and weaknesses that way. We also, once we kind of got in a groove after that first year, we've really worked on creating a course, like not a teaching course, but like a path. We created this path and we're really staying true to that. And not veering away. And if it seems like we're veering away, we stop and we look at it and go, okay, why are we doing this thing? What are we doing to make this so that this fits our site? Because if it doesn't fit our site, it doesn't belong on our site. So that's another thing that we've been doing. And the most important thing, I think, is that, okay, this is going to sound crazy, but I personally had to stop reading and listening to every single business podcast that I could get my hands on. Mm-hmm. I really had to just hone in on just a couple of different teachers to like, you know, I like the direction this person is going, so I'm going to follow them this time, you know, and then maybe I get all caught up on their podcast and I'm like, okay, I can take a break and I can try to implement it. And then I can start on the next one, you know, and really listen to that one instead of trying to figure out everything everybody is saying and do it all at the same time. So my big thing was I had my poor teammates weren't listening to the same things that I was listening to. So I'm trying to tell them everything that I'm learning and teaching it to them. And I'm not a teacher. And, they don't even have any idea what I'm talking about. Like, I tried to explain to them what Trello was. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what do you want us to do? Why can't we just use our Facebook group? I'm like, oh, okay, well, you're not ready. That's okay. I need to relax and just, okay, it's all good. So I had to stop doing that and actually focus on work as opposed to just trying to learn everything I possibly could. It's important to learn. And I'm glad to be learning. And, you know, there's lots of people to learn from. And lots of different opportunities and chances to learn, but I don't need to learn everything and use it all at once.
Yeah. Well, that is just some great nuggets of wisdom that you just shared. And I've found a lot of what you're talking about to be true. Sometimes it's true in a couple relationship. And sometimes it's true in a business partnership relationship where there's one person who's the wow person and another person who's the how person.
Yeah.
And I lean towards you. I am the wow person, and my wife probably gets it a little bit too much, but she has learned to help me without crushing my enthusiasm for new ideas. She's learned to kind of let me live in that world of the wow for a few days. And then if I'm still pretty pumped or excited about something, then she's like, okay, let's talk about how we're going to do this. Brings it back to the organized structure that I lack a lot of times, because it's just so much fun learning and doing the wow. But I'm like you, I've had to, many times I have to pull myself back in because learning is so much fun that you oftentimes don't ever implement the stuff that you learn as well. And so you have to kind of watch yourself with that. So I completely feel the same way.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah. Well, you kind of talked about a little bit about this, but maybe you have a few other words of wisdom for, you know, the newbie blogger who is just kind of getting started. What would you say to them?
I think one of the first things is, like I said, get started. And don't be afraid to take some of that time, that first little while, to figure out what you want to do. Like, you don't have to say, I'm going to be a food blogger and I'm only going to write about hot dogs. You know, like, you can tweak it and hone it. Like, how often are you going to like to write about hot dogs? You know, so like for me, I was writing about kids and my family and things that God was teaching me. And then I realized I wasn't reaching out to people if they were feeling like I was being negative. And so, but I still liked writing and I still loved my kids. So I found a different fit, a different path, a different way to go about the same thing I wanted to do when I created the family site. And then I think you can take your time determining your brand. Don't get stuck that you never make a decision, but it is a big deal and you do want to have the right name and the right, you know, focus. So take your time, get started. And while you're tweaking, also tweak your brand. You don't need to do a whole lot of promo or PR work until you really, you know, settle down and into where you want to be. And then really the learning thing that we just talked about, like you can learn until you're blue in the face and then some, and you still won't know everything. So just do the just in time learning or whatever it's called. Just learn the little bit you need for that project and then wait on the other things till later.
Great advice. And I think that's just such an encouragement for those that are just getting started or they feel like they're not sure what to do. It's important. And the thing that you talked about that is something that I feel just as passionate about is you got to go ahead and start. You can't wait and wait and wait and wait until you feel like you've got everything together to get started. I often have said, because it's something that another mentor taught me, is that you should always keep moving, because clarity comes from movement. And just like you talked about a little bit earlier, you know, in the beginning, you felt like your blog posts weren't that great. And when you first started your site that you're on now, but yet you guys were taking action. You were just focused on taking that action. And through that, you were learning how to make things better.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. That's exactly it.
So I want people to know they're listening. They may be inspired by your story and they may want to, hey, they may even be living in Twin Cities for all I know, and they want to find out about your site and your blog, but I would love for you to let people know where, you know, how they can connect with you.
Okay. We are familyfuntwincities.com. That's our website. We are on Facebook, Family Fun Twin Cities. We are on Instagram, Family Fun Twin Cities. We are on Twitter as Family Fun TC, and Pinterest. This is going to blow your mind. It's not Family Fun Twin Cities. It's free fam fun. So FreeFamFun.
Awesome. Well, listen, Gianna, thank you so much for being here, sharing your story. And I'm so excited to hear about the success that you've had. And I know much more is in the days ahead for you. So congrats on taking action.
Thank you so much.